Welcome to another edition of One Hit Wonders, The Follow-Ups.
I'm JB. We begin this podcast with a group from Holland who scored big with the hit Venus. Here's Shocking Blue with the follow-up, Mighty Joe. I think this song rocked, but alas, it didn't add up to sales for the group. That is Holland's Shocking Blue with the follow-up to Venus, something called Mighty Joe. Up next, Looking Glass. Remember Brandy, You're a Fine Girl? Originally from New York City, here's Elliot Lorry on lead vocals with the follow-up, Jimmy Loves Marianne from 1973. Kind of funny, but I was in love with just such a person a long time ago, and my name is Jimmy. Purely coincidence, I'm sure.
You're 17, everything that you sing, it's all there in her eyes. So many years of a poor mama's tears and a day of sweet lies. There's nobody home, Mary Ann Vallone, almost fully grown, worldly wise. Jim has been down, he's been out, and he knows where it's at. Nothing be good if he thought that it could, but it isn't like that. He don't make mistakes. What he needs it takes. Jimmy gets all the breaks, cause he knows how.
Jimmy loves Mary Ann. Jimmy she hears Jimmy say, "Mama, me, I'm so sick of the street, feel like running away. There's no life here at all. The city seems so small. The sweeter music calling us away. Let it play."
Follow up to Brandy, There Is Looking Glass with Jimmy Loves Marianne. I'm JB. Montreal's Mash McCann had a one-hit wonder in 1970 with As Years Go By. The drummer, Jerry Mercer, would migrate to another Montreal band, April Wine. Here's Days When We Are Free. Motherlode hit the motherlode, no pun intended, with their hit When I Die. Here's the follow-up, Memories of a Broken Promise.
So very long, was I blinded by her love and the warm summer breeze? Was it the ship, the sea that let her get next to me? We met, we danced till long after three. It was fall again, she went her way, and I went mine. But before we left, we both made a vow. I have stuck my mind, but she hasn't somehow. Oh,
Memories of a Broken Promise, that's Motherlode on One Hit Wonders, the follow-ups.
Albert Hammond made it big in 1973 with the one-hit wonder It Never Rains in Southern California. He had several follow-ups. Here, from 1973, it's the Free Electric Band.
Happy.
Albert Hammond on One Hit Wonders The Follow-Ups with Free Electric Band from 1973. Detroit's Flaming Embers scored big in 1970 with Westbound No. 9. Here's The Follow-Up, I'm Not My Brother's Keeper, on One Hit Wonders
Follow-Ups.
Flaming Embers with I'm Not My Brother's Keeper on One Hit Wonder Follow-Ups. I'm JV. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Up next, New York's Ricky Lee Jones. She had a big hit with Chuck E's In Love. From 1979, here's The Follow-Up, Young Blood, on One Hit Wonder's The Follow-Ups.
Looking for something to do is always something.
with the follow-up to her big hit from 1979, Chucky's in Love, There's Youngblood, Ricky Lee Jones on One Hit Wonders, the follow-ups. Up next, the Average White Band. They were a Scottish band, and they have a one-hit wonder in 1974 with Pick Up the Pieces. Here's the follow-up, Got the Love, on One Hit Wonders, the follow-ups. To their big hit, Pick Up the Pieces, Scotland's Average White Band, Got the Love.
I'm JB. We'll see you next time for another edition of One Hit Wonders, the follow-ups. Bye for now.
This podcast is produced in collaboration with CFRC.ca in Kingston, Ontario. CFRC is located on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Infrastructure support for the CFRC podcast project is provided by the Queen's University Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science. For more information, or to get involved in podcasting, visit podcasts.cfrc.ca.